Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, the little Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late, great SRV, bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Anita Rosen is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, purveyor of the outstanding company and website, readygo.com, and just all kinds of great stuff there. Anita, tell us what's on your website there.
Well, my business is an e-learning business. So if you're trying to take your train people and instead of pulling them into your office, you can just send them to your website and do training.
Mm-hmm. We've been talking about that for a long time, how this, what you're doing, Anita, is leveling the playing field with regard to training for small businesses, because that was one of the things over the years that small businesses had a deficiency in. We didn't have access to professional training. We couldn't afford to send our people to get professional training the way big companies could do it on their own. They could afford it and they could do it. And now with people like you who are making it available online, we can do that and we can be competitive.
Yes, and you can also provide training to your customers.
Right.
That before
right.
was very hard to provide that kind of training. You can create training courses, put them on your website, and train your customers.
So go see how she does it, folks, at readygo.com. Anita, we're talking about robotics. We're talking about artificial intelligence. Is there a difference? Robotics are a form of artificial intelligence, right?
Well, I think one is you're looking more at the hardware, and the other one you're looking at the software.
Right. So artificial intelligence can be mechanical or it can be digital, right?
Right.
But robots are mechanical.
Right.
Those digitally driven mechanics.
Artificial intelligence. When it's, you know, think about it. You type something in and it comes up. It corrupts your spelling. If you type something in and it's wrong, it says, "Did you mean this?"
So that's artificial. The spell check and the when you're texting people and it tries to correct your word. That's a form of artificial intelligence, isn't it?
Exactly.
And it learns too, right? Because I'll type in a name that nobody's ever heard of. Maybe, you know, somebody's weird name like Blasingame. And if I type it in and claim it and tell it not to correct that, then whenever I start, it'll start using that name.
Yes.
So that's the learning up capacity for AI, right?
Right. And they make it sound like the computer is learning. What it is there's been a huge amount of analytics and a huge amount of programming done to be able to create what learning is. So it's not like the computer learns. What it is there's a large team of very, very bright engineers who've been programming this to be able to predict. The same way there's a bunch of engineers that sat there and were able to figure out when you made mistakes what that real world would be.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of programming behind this technology. So it's not that the computers are so smart. The computers, there's no intelligence in the computers.
Right.
What it is there's teams of very smart people behind it that are creating the rules. And that's what creates what we
right. And because we now have the
so
speed.
I make that point because it's not like we're doing away with people. You mm-hmm. hear these, 1950s fears like, oh no, the computers are coming and the people are going away. There's lots and lots of people that are behind this.
When you hear Elon Musk and others scratching their head and acting like they're worried about AI, what do you think?
Philosophically, we can get into all kinds of conversations. But I think it's easier to discuss it on something that's real. Like we were just talking about the autonomous cars, the cars mm-hmm. that can drive themselves. What it's hard to look out 50 years from now and say the implications of these technologies. Because if we go 50 years past on what they were predicting and the effects, we kind of laugh because it's ridiculous.
Well, there's so many benefits that we've already gotten from this. I mean, isn't artificial intelligence, it's in the form of nanotechnology too, isn't it? Like paint that can tell you where it is.
Right.
When you paint a box, there's nanotechnology in the paint that tells you where, or is woven into the fabric of the fiber of the box, and it can tell you where it is, right? I mean, that's a form of artificial intelligence, isn't it?
I don't know if that would be considered artificial intelligence, but it's definitely new technology.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of technology that we look and think of how helpful that's going to be. But also, you know, you can't look out. I'm one of those that can't look out more than 5, at most 10 years, because of the unintended consequences. If we were sitting here 10 years ago talking about phones, would we really view the world that we currently have with phones?
Mm-hmm.
And is it that scary of a world that we're living in with phones? You know, the direction things go, we don't really understand. What I see on the short term with, I'm just going to get back to the example of the autonomous cars, is I don't think in 5 years from now we're all going to be sitting back reading while our car drives. What we are going to have is prediction systems in our cars, so we have a lot less collisions. We're driving, but the car is automatically going to take over if we get too close to another car.
Mm-hmm.
Stop,
the car is going to be programmed to have less ego and road rage and aggression than we do, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah, exactly.
We already have some predictive technologies. I have a relatively new car, and if I get too, if a car passes me or if I get too close, the mirrors flash.
Right.
I have a backup camera that beeps if I get too close. So I'm already having some predictive technology that's just going to continue on.
When we come back, I want to talk about the all this and how it affects humanity. I want to go on a little farther, maybe than 5 years, with Anita Rosen. After these messages, ReadyGo.com is her website. Check it out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.